NBC6 first exposed child modeling websites, sites that are still marketing provocative pictures of underage girls.
Now our investigation stretches to Alabama, where two South Florida men face child porn charges. One young victim has a warning about how an innocent quest to become a star turned into selling innocence. Some of the pictures are disturbing. Jeff Burnside reports.
Savannah Hale is much like any other 12-year-old girl growing up in eastern Alabama, tiny Phoenix City.
Do your friends know what happened?
Now she's talking about something that should never happen to a little girl.
You've always liked being in front of the camera, haven't you?
Always.
In 2004, Savannah and her mom, Tabitha, were contacted by a photographer who saw a picture she put online. It seemed stardom was in reach.
I was very excited, and I was jumping, literally jumping and screaming at the same time.
The first of three shoots was fine. The second made her uncomfortable.
Did you tell your mom?
No, because I didn't think anything of it.
And then the third shoot?
Very, very uncomfortable. I didn't like the way the outfits were and the way they were on me and the way I looked.
It was sexual, wasn't it?
Yes.
I never dreamed there was such a thing as websites like that for children. I felt like I just destroyed my child, and I was scared.
Without knowing, her photos, under the name Bailey, became part of the disturbing underworld of child websites showing girls as young as seven. These are by no means the most lurid. Our 2001 NBC6 investigation exposed the operators of WeebyWeb, Jeff Libman, shirtless, and Mark Greenberg, running these websites from Fort Lauderdale. They put Savannah's photos online.
But the mother decided to fight back and take action. The very next day, she called the FBI.
I wasn't going to stop. I was on the phone constantly, Washington, House representatives, everybody. I didn't care.
Savannah's photographer, Jeff Pearson, used this Alabama studio to shoot for the South Florida web operators, whose sites have been shut down. Pearson pleaded guilty to child porn and is now cooperating with prosecutors. Child advocates say they're not surprised kids like Savannah are tricked.
We're dealing with manipulative, cunning, very greedy individuals who will find a way in to exploit. They're going to look for vulnerable people, maybe somewhat naive people.
It's the poses that led to child porn charges against Greenberg and Libman, even though the models were clothed. Both have pleaded not guilty.
Our NBC6 investigation.
Tabitha Hale wishes she'd seen our investigation before that third photo session, when, from a waiting room, she realized what was happening.
I didn't like that at all.
She felt helpless to stop the photo sessions, she says, because the photographer had casually displayed a gun, something his attorney called absurd.
I realized he's just intimidating me. And Savannah looked at me. She said, Mama, let's wipe her face. And like, we ain't coming crying. She said, let's do this and get it over with and never come back.
Now they want to warn others.
Yeah, so they wouldn't be in the same situation as I am.
Pearson's attorney would not comment further. Greenberg and Libman's attorneys did not respond to our repeated requests for interviews. Both are out on bond awaiting trial. Jeff Burnside, NBC6.
And right now on NBC6.net, click on Special Reports and watch the full interview with Savannah. Download a podcast and watch the original investigation. That's NBC6.net.